Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Will that one egg save Angela and Michael's relationship? And will Tim finally make a move on Jennifer? Well, tonight we'll discuss all that and more on the 90 Day Fiancé After Show. Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh. Ooh, there it is. A remix?
A little bit like a remix, right?
Hello, guys. Who's ready? Are you ready?
I am.
I'm so ready, guys. Welcome back to 90 Day Fiancé After Show. Tonight, we're discussing Before the 90 Days. So much drama, so much craziness. And you don't want to miss our special news and gossip we are going to talk about. And then also we have our special segment, What Do You Think? But before we start, I have the girl, the Journalist of the Year. I think you deserve that award.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
Journalist of the Year, because she finds all the crazy news and gossip.
Listen, these 90 Day people are just on fire, you guys. They're on fire every single week. There's so much news. There's so much gossip. And even though the show is, like, trailing all the news and gossip, they just keep it pushing. It's incredible.
Linda Antwi, guys, follow her.
Yes, please.
She's got it all. All the news. Yeah. So we just got to jump in because this week was kind of crazy.
It really was. I mean, between all the leaks with Avery talking crazy to her mama and Akini getting drunk. It was a lot.
Craziness. Well, we're going to jump right into the first couple, my favorite couple that I'm excited to see every week, Angela and Michael.
Angela, Michael.
Michael, Michael.
Michael, Michael, you got the wrong B.
Okay, so God, I can't stop. Seriously, I could just watch her part of the episode over and over and over.
I want to know why she's so angry. I mean, obviously, you guys are getting that jiggy. So what? Why so angry, Angela? Why?
Well, because of all the lying he's done in the past. Or is it because he even talked about it, how it is okay? Well, I want to know your take on this. She had a little conversation with him about having sex with another woman, because it is so important that he has a child. Mm-hmm. His mom wants a child, his family, it's big in the culture, like, you have to have kids. His brothers and sister, or brothers, I think, have kids. Mm-hmm. So Michael's the only one that doesn't. Is that, like, common? I don't know. I was just curious about that.
Okay,
like,
so
to have sex with another woman outside, kind of like polygamy, she called it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's actually, like, part of the Nigerian culture. And as a Guinean, I can weigh in on that, and it's definitely not. Does it happen, and is it common culture? Yes, but it's not part of the culture. I think that what I'm seeing here is I'm seeing his mom is like, whatever you need to do, you need to have a baby. If you're trying to marry this older lady and go to America and live your best life, that's great, but you better pop up some grandbabies. I don't care if you cheat on her. I don't care if you go to another woman. You need some babies. That you're the last of my children to not have kids, so go ahead and handle that. I think that's what she's saying.
Okay.
But trying to translate it as in it's everywhere and it's part of the culture. It really isn't.
Yeah, because I kind of thought that too. I was like, wait, this kind of makes it sound a little... it's just kind of, I don't know. I don't like how it made it sound like the culture is, like, all like that in this episode. That was something that bugged me a little bit because, I mean, they're not all going out on their marriages just to have kids.
No, they're not.
If they can't.
They're not. It's definitely not.
That's not cool.
We've got the live chat. Live chat, I'm trying not to read too much because you guys are cracking me up. You're heated up in here. But Blessed Luis says that's not Nigerian culture. It happens just like it happens here, which is facts.
Yeah.
It's you know, if your husband's a philanderer, then he's a philanderer. It has nothing to do with his specific culture.
You'll find that out in LA right here. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then they decide to go to the clinic and get... what was your overall take of the visit? I mean, they decided to go. She wants to see... The doctor asked her, when was the last time you had a menstrual cycle? And she said... Months ago.
Seven months ago. I was like, oh.
Do you think that was true?
Yeah.
Okay. like,
she's probably like pre-menopause.
Okay. And she's like 50. I don't know what pre, like how, what age is, like,
I think it's different for everyone. Yeah. Right. But I do think that Angela just randomly, I think that all the drinking and smoking is probably not helping you. But she was really happy with that one load egg until the doctor was like, okay, but wait, Angela, it's one egg and probably not viable. And, like, you could see how happy she was and how deflated she became. That was really kind of sad.
That was sad. That was sad. Because even, like, you know, as you're getting older and stuff, you think about those things. Like, damn, my eggs are going. And then you meet someone younger. That's hard. You know? That's an insecurity. I'd be insecure in that position. Yeah, but she was kind of like, it was interesting because she was like, oh, my baby, we got an egg.
Yeah,
like,
she was so excited. Yeah.
Like, it was a win for... Like, do you think she really feels like this is going to happen? She's going to have that baby? What are they saying in the live chat? I got to know.
Amanda is so funny. She said, and I'm sorry if this is rude, but it's super funny to me. Angela's last egg is smoking cigarettes and watching Maury. Oh. The shade. I think that she really didn't want to let down Michael. And I think that all her anger and hostility is because, at the end of the day, she's insecure because she's much older than him. She can't really have his kid, or maybe she can, we don't know. And then all the lying that she thinks he does, I think it all stems from insecurity.
Yeah.
And I think that she's scared that she's going to lose him, and she's put so much time into this relationship that she wants to make it work.
Yeah, I think that too. I think she just wants to find any way. It's just the insecurities. I'd be insecure in that position, but then it's like, I mean, the relationship overall is a
it's
little
fire.
It's crazy.
Why is she so angry? I mean, I know I just
answered
that.
That's what you're talking about, yeah.
I know I just answered that, but, like, it just comes across as crazy angry all the time. Like, you can't even sit down and have a conversation with her. Although, I feel like Michael is learning how to deal with her a little bit better. Like, don't say anything. Try not to set her off. Right? And then she'll freak out when he doesn't respond, and he'll just be like, it's okay, it's okay. You know, I think she's a firecracker.
When they
sure.
were sitting at the pool, especially, and then I was just sitting there saying, "Don't say it, Michael. Don't say it that you would have sex with another woman to have a baby." Angela. Well, another couple that is kind of, you know, things are changing for them, and they're, some true colors are coming out is Omar and Avery.
Yeah,
Omar and Avery this week. It was kind of an emotional time. You know, the mom did go back. Avery's kind of getting used to her life over here. Oh, her life with Omar. Mm-hmm. What did you think about them this week?
Well, first, I felt bad for Terry. I felt bad for Terry for finding out that her daughter is going to move to Syria on the day that she's leaving, right? So she's going to be on that plane ride just freaking out and worried about her daughter. I did think that, you know, it was a sweet moment that it was their Avery and Omar's wedding night. And that whole, like, when they closed the door and it was like, bye, guys. You know, that they're having, like, their first kiss and their first time together and all of that. I thought that was really special and sweet. I do think that, and I've said this last week and I'm going to say it again, I think that Terry makes things happen. And when Terry said that she's going to help Avery to get a visa for Omar so they can stay in the U.S., I really think that that's going to happen. I think she's going to put every effort that she has to make sure that her daughter doesn't leave and go to Syria and that Omar is able to come over to the U.S. She did say, which was interesting to me, that she was actually happy.
Yeah, that was so interesting.
Right, so maybe behind the scenes they had some other times and she realized that, you know, this guy is a good dude. And if my daughter's going to get married, you know, in 5 days... Granted, she married someone that seems like a stand-up guy.
And I think he does, and I think they are really... My opinion on it is that they are in love. They have a cute relationship.
I think so too.
I think they're really in love. And I I think it... Well, I shouldn't laugh at this, but it was emotional when she was saying, like, that instance when she was saying, I'm really happy that my daughter found someone and is married, but her being in Syria. And she just started breaking down crying.
Yeah. So, it was sad.
That's hard as a parent.
I'm sure it is.
I mean, no matter what, that's your kid. That's your baby.
That's it. And I'm sure that she's going to make sure that she can do everything in her power to make sure that her kid is okay.
Yeah.
I did think that, and the live chat is talking about this a lot, we did see a different side of Omar when they're talking about her dancing and her not being allowed to dance in the streets. And then we saw when they're sitting and they do the one-on-one camera that she if they're having an argument, that the wife should be quiet.
Yeah.
That was a different side, right? So we're starting to see that, you know what? Avery, you jumped into this culture and you got married to this man who has very traditional ways of looking at things.
Mm-hmm.
And you're now saying, well, I'm not the quiet type, all that. You should have thought of that before you got married, Avery.
The true colors are coming out, and this is also cultural.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they do in their country, and that's why she's gotten herself into something where not even being able, could you not dance? Like, if you were told, like, don't go and have fun and dance in the street. Like, say there was a big something going on outside, and you were told that to respect the culture.
Yeah, I mean,
that's hard.
It's hard.
That's hard. I mean, and she's going to have to start giving up a lot of things, and the fighting in public, the Angela Michael fighting ain't gonna fly there.
Right. Well, I don't think the Angela and Michael fighting flies
anywhere. It's true.
I think Angela is on her own platform.
Yeah. Well, we can go on to another couple that has some fighting going on recently. Zaid and Rebecca. It is interesting because in this episode we see Zaid ask for money, mm-hmm. and her alarm goes off in her head. This is the same thing that happened to me before.
Mm-hmm.
My last relationship, everything, this exactly happened. What did you think of this? And him using the money for something else that she doesn't really know, which, it was just so confused. I'm just like, what? Why are you using her money to buy a ring for her?
First off, I got a lot of flack last week from you guys about saying that he doesn't have a job. I'm going to stand by that. I still think that he doesn't have a job, although I'll talk about that a little bit in News and Gossip. So I thought it was crazy. You're asking this woman that you're dating, that you've only met in the first few weeks, for 500 dinar, which is $200 U.S., to go and buy the ring that you want to propose to her with, all in secret. Even his sister, Wim, said,
I don't know how to say her name.
Said, this is wrong. Like, you're asking her for money? This is wrong. And meanwhile, you're buying a ring that you clearly can't afford. And if you could afford it, and you do have a job, then it still makes it wrong. It makes it wrong for you to make this woman pay for her own ring. It's whack.
I think it's like,
no woman wants to pay for her own ring.
Yeah, and it reminded me of a child. Like, say you're going to go when you're little and you're going to go buy your parents a gift for Christmas.
Yeah.
And they're like, I need money.
It's that. It's
That's
that.
Exactly what it was.
Can I have $10? I'm going to go buy your Christmas gift.
I'm going to go buy your Christmas gift at, like, the little shop at my school.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what he did.
Yeah, totally. The live chat is saying the same thing. They say, I want your money to go buy you something, LOL. WTF. Did anyone else see Ziad grab her by the neck? We
Ooh,
did see that in the preview.
Next,
we'll talk about that. Ziad seems to know the hookah bar more than a job site.
And that costs money. Is she funding that too?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Rebecca is not going to be able to bring him to the U.S. Heck no. I saw the grab and wanted to end it there.
Oh.
It goes on. You guys are saying a lot. The live chat is popping, guys.
Ooh, let's mention some other people in the live chat right now.
Okay, so let's mention Amanda because she's got jokes.
Amanda's
Olivia
hilarious.
O, Karina Martinez, Selwonk, what up?
What up?
Angel Ringer, Love and Life 333, Diana Smotherman, White Apple, Philip D. Jesus, MG, Pravina, Stacey Gore.
Oh my goodness.
There's a lot of people. Amy Wee, Diana Sutherman, Chuck Williams, Charlotte Winlow, Anna. Karina, Raynell, Diana Ross. I mean,
roll it in deep,
guys,
in the live chat.
The chat is going really quickly, so if I didn't mention you, know that we love you.
We love
appreciate you being live with us here.
And you guys, if you're on YouTube right now, give us a thumbs up on our After Buzz TV reality channel. And you can even like our videos, comment, subscribe, do it all. You guys can also reach us on iTunes. You can give us 5 stars
there.
And then you can reach us on Spotify. Ooh, I'm talking fast. And you can give us another 5 stars there. And we love hearing you throughout the week. So just keep commenting.
Absolutely.
Keep it coming. It's so much. We love it.
And what do you think in the live chat? Is Zia taking advantage of Rebecca? Let us know in the live chat.
Do you think? What do you think, Linda?
Yeah, I think he's coming over for the green card.
I think so, too.
That's it. That's all. And I think that he expects her to take care of him while he's in America.
Yeah.
And then I think that he's going to want to bring his whole entire family over, a la Pedro from...
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think he's going to pull that?
He's going to absolutely pull that if he gets here, yeah, for sure.
Oh, Rebecca, what are you doing?
Not a lot.
Well, a couple that hopefully comes over too, we're going to talk about is Akini and Benjamin. And if you're in live chat, I want to know all your thoughts about this couple. Akini, we saw a different side of Akini this week.
Girls gone wild. That's the side.
I kind of loved it.
Did you?
I kind of did. I think she's cute. I think she's young. I think, but I thought it was, I kept thinking in the back of my head, so she is going to marry a pastor. There is a specific, you know, kind of life you're supposed to live, a little image if you do marry a pastor. The drinking, that kind of stuff in public. I don't know if pastors usually, you know, their wives and them drink, but I think that that's probably something he's really cautious of. Mm-hmm. And then also he was mentioning about his son, having someone that drinks around his son. Like, if she's going to drink when we're out, she might also drink when she's watching him at home. Do you think he took it too far, though, like on the drinking?
From what we saw, she had one drink and she was messed up. But she was an ugly drunk. Like, she wasn't a fun drunk. Yeah. Some people are fun drunks, some people are mean drunks, and some people are ugly drunks. So she was an ugly drunk. And for the first time being alone together, I think it was a little overwhelming for him.
I will say that, okay, so I have a picture up for you guys right now. This is when she first said she was drunk. And if you're looking at that glass, she had like 3 sips. So do we, I don't know, either I feel like this was fake or she couldn't have only had one.
Like, she wasn't really drunk. Like, it was just kind of, or you think she's that big of a lightweight?
Or she had more than one and then she was messed up. On our screen, we have a motel. So if you guys don't know what our producer's talking about, she had a screenshot she was telling us about where Akini had that martini and it looked like the glass was mostly full.
Is she that big? Or are they doing it for, you know, playing it for the show?
It could be. It could be.
Because we do notice that this couple doesn't have that much drama. I mean, they have a little bit, just the family's a little hard on them, but it does not, like, you know, Zaid, Rebecca drama or, like, you know, other couples from other seasons.
Yeah, but I think we also, too, met them last, so we know the least about them.
So you think they're going to come in with
the photos are behind
oh, here's
us.
The photos.
I'm drunk, yeah. Oh. I think more is going to come out. What I felt the most of this episode was I was super excited that he got to get away from Fidel's house. Oh. I was like, free Benjamin! Go to your Airbnb!
Wait. Okay, so she got... Then she came over, and then she didn't tell her dad that he was staying. What did you think about that? Because... You know, that is kind of putting Benjamin in the hot seat again the family.
That's exactly what I thought. I thought, you know what? She's showing that she lies to her family quite a bit. And the way she lies, it puts Benjamin in a bad look, in a bad situation. And it makes it look like he's, you know, making her corrupt when really all of these lying ideas are her ideas.
True.
So I don't know if that's going to explode in his face, but... You know, when your woman keeps telling you to lie to the dad, that is no bueno.
Or put your hand in the cookie jar.
Right, all of it. What if I walk around just a towel? I was like, okay, girl, who are you?
Exactly, but meanwhile, while she was with her parents, it was like, really, she was really hard on Benjamin. She was telling you have to do this, don't say this, don't do that.
Yeah. But you know what they do say? They always say that the preacher's children are always, like, the worst behind the scenes, right? So maybe it's a touch of that where she's getting a little bit of freedom, so she's kind of going buck wild.
Dang. And then he also mentions that he doesn't want to have sex, and that's not going to happen. And she says, well, I've never been around a man that doesn't want to have sex with me.
Yeah.
That kind of shocked me.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. I was like... what's your backstory right there, girl?
Akini?
Mm-hmm.
Little hidden secrets.
Right.
Ooh, okay. Well, what are some of the fans saying about them?
Her family acts like she's an angel. She's a little devil in disguise. She's selfish, too. She expects Benjamin to be broke with wife dowry when he has a child to feed. Akini clearly is not ready to be a parent. So he should go home. Don't marry someone because you're super desperate. Hmm. And Karina says, party at Ben's.
And he was like terrified.
Yeah.
She's going to have to take a big role on when she comes to the U.S. Mom, stepmom, pastor's wife.
Yeah, but she's saying she doesn't want to do any of that, right? She wants to be the friend, which I thought was interesting. And I think it shows her... maturity level.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
And then also Benjamin needs to find that out, too, for himself. And he seems more mature and he's ready for a different type of life. Nothing wrong with what she's doing. It's just the matching, the chemistry, everything fitting together isn't working.
Right. I think that you have to be on the same page, I think, when you're trying to find your life partner. Let's move on.
Let's move on to a couple that is also not on the same page, and it's just a train wreck. Tim and Jennifer. Will Tim ever make more moves, or a move, or some sort of thing to get Jennifer excited?
I don't understand what's happening. What exactly is happening? Who are you, Timothy? You know, I'm Team Timothy, but I'm a little confused. So we know that they didn't have sex.
Yeah.
We know that he said he got all in his head and that he couldn't perform. And then she takes him to go see more of her country, and he wouldn't get on the swing with her because he's afraid of heights. And then he twisted it and made it seem like, how dare you ask me to go on the swing when you know that I'm scared of heights? And I just think, you two seem to not be a match.
No.
You know, she wants that manly, take charge, masculine type of guy, and he wants a beautiful woman who doesn't like the outdoors, would rather do, like he said, normal couple things, which I'm thinking is like, you know, get your nails done, go to dinner, go to the movies, those gold eye patch things, you know, that type of thing.
Kind of like the clean, let's stay like, let's keep the image up kind of a thing. Like, let's go to like fancy things.
I
think that too.
And she's like, I just took you to my dad's farm, so you know the type of person I am. And what I thought was interesting is he wasn't even open to trying. He was just like, no.
It's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen.
Or even when he was walking, it kind of made me upset when he was walking around and he was like super grumpy. And she's like, look at the animals. Look at this. And he's like, I don't. He was just pissed the whole time. I don't know. I think it's an interesting thing. I think it was kind of like past seasons. You know, the guy that wanted the hot trophy girl and wanted her to fit in. But she's not. I mean, she's beautiful. But she also, you know, she's adventurous. She wants to have fun. She wants to do, like, active stuff. She's sporty. He is just not.
Yeah, I think that it might not be a match. I think that it might not be a match. That or he has some deep insecurities and he's still in love with his ex. And that's why he's, like, battling within whether he should, you know, move forward with this girl or not. Because he keeps saying, I can't have another heartbreak. I can't have another heartbreak. The thing is, you know, you have to have an open heart in order to have a heartbreak. And it doesn't seem like you're trying to open it up to her.
Yeah, and I feel like she's getting so bored. And that's the worst, when you're out with someone and you're just bored.
Yeah.
And you had it. And you had all this excitement before. So I just think he wants the image thing. I think he keeps all these ladies around to make himself look great. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to actually investing in the relationship and stuff, he's hesitant. Like you said, he's scared.
Diana thinks in the live chat that we should cut him some slack. She says, ladies, he's terrified of heights. You can tell. Cut him some slack. I'd fight a person rather than get on that swing. Okay.
That's true. Okay. We'll cut you some slack, Tim.
Okay, a little bit.
A little bit of slack. But you knew what yourself. You got to know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah.
You can't just keep... Yeah. Well, some couple that I want to cut some slack this week, specifically her, because she had it in the social media world. People were coming at her. Darcy and Tom.
Okay. My disclaimer is this. I love Darcy. I think she's a sweetheart. And guys, she really does wear her heart on her sleeve.
Yeah.
However, Darcy, whether it's the editing or what, like, I'm tired of seeing you cry. And I'm tired of you being the victim. And I think that in this specific episode, I think she came across as really, really petty and in competition with Stacey. Mm. And in competition specifically with Stacey's 3-year relationship with her man. And I think that it was not a good look. Like, she was spending so much time focusing on their relationship that she was spending no time with Tom. And Tom was, like, being turned off by it. That's what I thought.
He was just not having it. You could tell it's just fading away slowly.
Yeah.
Like, his liking for her. And then her also wanting him to say, I love you so much.
All the time.
Like, it's hard to watch. It's hard.
Yeah, it's hard. And when, what did Stacey say? Stacey said that Darcy needed someone to, like, validate her, basically, and say, you know, you're beautiful and I love you and all of that. And Tom was like, I'm not going to do that. I'm just not. She's looking for compliments.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
He said, I'm not going to get on my knees and say, I love you.
Yeah. And then.
Damn,
what
that's
I thought.
Hard.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot. Tom kept saying, like, why are you being so rude to your sister? And then, why are you being so needy and doing that tit for tat thing? Mm. And it just really made it about them too, the sister yeah. rivalry, rather than the relationships that they were both in. And I gotta tell you, Darcy looked really, really drunk in this episode.
She did.
Like, really drunk. You know, I don't know if there were some yeah. shots done before, like some pre-gaming before they got there, but woo!
Oh, man. I'm just kind of like, Darcy, don't do it! Yeah. The same thing with Michael. I'm like, don't do it. Don't say it. Don't do it. But she did. Yeah, I think also Stacey a little bit kind of pokes at her a little bit.
For sure. Yeah. She knows her sister, but the thing is, she knows that her sister is going to react, so Darcy needs to figure out how to not react.
Yeah.
How to not get into that moment.
And I wonder if Stacey didn't have a relationship, would Darcy care that much about falling in love?
Probably not. She wants to, you know, they do everything together. Yeah. They want to be equal, and she feels like she's 3 years behind, you know, being in a relationship and getting married.
Oh, Darcy. I love her.
Me too.
I'm a fan. I've met her. She's a really nice person. I'm a big fan of her. I just think, and I don't know if Tom's the best for her.
And I gotta tell you,
she needs more emotionally open, like, you know, like a very romantic type man.
At the end of the day, I still think she's living her best life. Yeah. You know, she is unbothered. And we'll talk about that in News and Gossip. Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about someone that is trying to live his best life, but it's not quite working. Caesar and Maria.
I'm done.
She's done. She shuts a laptop after she watches it. Linda's
so,
done.
I'll just say this, like, and live chat, let me know, please, if I am wrong in my thinking. But here's what I want to know, and I wrote this down. He says he's going to give her a week, and then he's going to call her and re-spark the relationship. There's always problems in a relationship. And my question is, what relationship? Can you be in a relationship for 5 years with someone that you've never ever met before in real life? That's my question to you guys in the live chat.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think even if you talk, because it's different. Like, say you talk to someone online a lot, but you don't have that, like, relationship with them, and then you hang out with them in person. It's a whole different thing. It's a different vibe. You can't have that connection. I firmly do not think so, because I've met people, and I'm like, oh, I thought we were cool, but nope. So I don't know. I just, it's different. Typing behind a screen or, you know.
I think that if you spent 5 years, like you said, working hard and sending money to someone that you never met and her barely saying your name and her sending you pre-recorded video and you guys really not live chatting, just sending texts, I think that that probably is not a relationship. I think that that probably is someone that's catfishing you. But that's just my opinion. And I don't know how you lasted 5 years without meeting someone.
How the heck do you last?
And
I can't even last like a month.
And I don't even know how you're now trying to say that you're going to go find her now. Like, it makes no sense to me whatsoever.
I just feel like if he put this much effort into, like, opening up his own nail shop or something, right, he'd be like a billionaire.
Right, that $40,000, you could open up your own shop.
Future, I hope that TLC for this tell-all gets her on Skype or something. Like, I want some sort of, like, video to, like, video at least.
Something, right? Like, we haven't seen anything of her. Just pictures or, like,
a voice. Yeah, that's all I've heard.
And all the photos look like stock photos. Like,
they
he
do.
Took that from somewhere. Yeah, I'm not a fan. I'm not for it at all.
And I just think it's kind of like, we can use a different couple in this little position because, yeah, it's not working.
Blessed Louise says fake news.
Fake news. Oh, okay. We won't talk about it anymore. But what we will talk about is our special segment.
Let's go into our special segment.
But that's none of my business.
I'm like waiting all along. Okay. I got some questions, guys. Is it ever okay to call your man a pussy? Linda.
I would never call a man a pussy. I think that it is emasculating, but I wouldn't be in a situation where I would have to.
Mm. Oh, you wouldn't even date one.
I just wouldn't be in a situation where I would have to.
That's true. Ooh.
That's it.
I don't think it's ever okay. I think it's very demasculating. I think that it's sad, but I mean, yeah, probably keep it in my head. I wouldn't say it. What do you guys, what do they say? Come on.
It's hard to view the live chat because they're so funny. Becky Star 101 said, to quote Akon song, Lonely. I'm so lonely.
Oh, that song. That's a throwback.
Yeah, it's a super throwback.
Nature throwback. Love it. Okay, another question. Is it okay for your significant other to use your money to buy you something?
You already know that's wrong. Unless you're the child and you're my child and you're under the age of 13 and you want to do something special, in no other shape, way, or form, is it okay?
Yeah, the only time it's okay is if I'm in bed sick, you're broke, and I need something.
I just think, you know, it's just not okay.
Use your own money.
Especially to buy an engagement ring. Get your life together.
Damn.
Yeah.
Some mistake. We should do like a things not to do list of the 90-day world.
For real.
For dating, marriage, everything. Well, not married, so I wouldn't really know. And last question. Would you stop dancing for love?
No.
If you had to?
No.
No?
No. Why would I have to stop dancing?
I don't know. You know, maybe you're the culture you marry into is like you can't dance. You can't dance on the streets.
Yeah, again, I wouldn't be in that situation.
I couldn't. I like to shake my butt.
I wouldn't be in that situation. That's it. Guys, what about you?
Think?
Would you stop dancing for love? Would you stop dancing for love?
Damn, people are giving up some stuff.
Karina's
margaritas, no. Everything.
Death, no. Hell no. Nah. No. Okay, the live chat, we're clear. No.
No. Dance your butts off. Keep it going.
Let's move on to some news and gossip.
Woo! The juicy stuff. Woo! The best part.
So we are going to start with Avery. So guys, if you haven't seen this, it was posted all over social media this week that Avery posted a picture of Omar and friends and family members. But in the bottom, it looked like the camera roll. And in the camera roll, it looks like there is an ultrasound. So the internet went wild.
What the heck?
They were assuming that maybe Avery's pregnant. And it was like a catch that she slipped. But Avery in her stories today wrote, Omar says you guys are detectives, but sorry to burst anyone's bubble. No baby here. So it's not her baby. And they don't explain who's, what, where, why, when. But in her story, she's saying that it's not theirs.
So was this posted on her page or in her story? In her story or in her page?
So the one where
the baby
says,
one.
The baby one was posted inner stories. And then, so this is in stories. And then her response is also in stories. So that's her response. Omar says that you guys are detectives.
Well, if you're trying to get noticed too, that's a good move. I mean, that's kind of smart.
It's a great move. And what's great about it is that, guys, she also launched her website today. So it's live, guys. And apparently they have some amazing stuff there.
That's so cool.
So it's definitely worth a browse around because all the stuff is supposed to be great.
What is she selling? Like
jewelry.
Oh, cool.
A lot of jewelry and like clothing and stuff like that.
Whoa.
So I think that that's great. Let's move on to Rebecca and Ziad. So a couple of things going on
with Rebecca and Ziad.
So guys, I know that last week I talked about how I didn't believe he had a job. I think he must have heard me because he is now enrolled in air conditioning maintenance. So he's studying to maintain and repair air conditioning units. And he posted this just recently on his social media. Study in air conditioning maintenance, really beautiful school. And he has video to show his progress, you know, which I think is great. So good on you.
Whoa.
This is a flashback. Wednesday.
Flashback Wednesday, yeah.
Way back Wednesday, whatever you want to call it. Who do you think that is without going in deep?
Who is it?
Rebecca! She said, I thought I'd share some old pics of me. Look how sweet and innocent I was. And I don't know. I think that's super. Is that 80s?
80s? It's 80s. Yeah.
That's the big hair, dark hair. Rebecca's also talking about bullying her daughter. So she posted a video on her Instagram, which I think is really important. She said, a warning for all the trolls coming out at my daughter, my nice disposition and patience end when you bully my children. I will block you, delete your post, and report you. Don't waste your time. And before anyone talks about my kids being on the show, it's because they are part of my story. And then she hashtagged enough. And let's hear what she says.
Just a heads up for everybody. I'm all smiles and roses and bless your hearts. When you want to pick on me or bully me or say mean things about me, that's fine. I signed up to be on this show and I get it. You come at my kids or you come at my daughter Tiffany, not okay. Don't do it.
I thought she was going to stop right there.
Just a heads up for everybody.
So yeah, she was not having it. She was like, the end. Don't talk about my children. Don't bully my children. You will basically regret it.
That's hard as a kid too. Or as anybody, when someone attacks your looks or anything, it's hard.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Please don't do it. Please.
Plus they're just kids.
Yeah. And
Akeenan Benjamin. So first and foremost, Benjamin was out in Arizona partying and whooping it up with David and Annie and Corey. And if you guys haven't seen their social media, definitely try to take a look. There are some funny stories like David and Annie the shark in the pool, drinks and food. So it looks like they all had a really great meet and greet, and they're all becoming one big family.
Yay.
Which I think is fantastic.
Corey. He's out. Get it, Corey. Live your best life.
I am not even going to comment. If you guys are going to watch The Other Way after show, I have more news and gossip of that. I thought that was an interesting photo. Look, this is Benjamin.
Wait,
this is Benjamin, the pastor in training.
Was this like a dating website app, like photo?
No, he just posted this. It's September 24th, it's dated, and it says, good night, folks. And I just felt
whoa.
I'm seeing a whole other side. Ben got turned all the way up.
Freak-a-leak.
And then he also posted, while it was difficult answering tough questions about who I am and my past, being honest and upfront allowed me to show my intentions to the elders of Akeenan's church. And he posted like a nice little photo of him with all the elders, which I thought was kind of sweet.
Yeah. He's very respectful though.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes in the situations he's a little hesitant, but I think overall he's respectful.
And agreed.
Cares about people.
And then Akeenan's getting in on the selling. So Avery's selling stuff. Akeenan's selling stuff too. She's selling hand beaded key holders, and this is an elephant drum key holder.
They're cute.
Slippers, and they're all handmade by beaders from Kenya, and she's charging $30 each. So guys, if you think they're beautiful and you're all into it, definitely head over to her social media and pick yourself up a hand beaded keychain.
It's cute too, and I like the story behind it.
Yeah.
You know, it's from Kenya. I got this from Kenya.
I mean, yeah.
That's cool.
That's cool. And last and certainly not least, we are going to talk about Darcy. Okay, so Tom is breaking the internet right now. He was spotted with a mystery blonde in Milan and looks like kind of like a Darcy knockoff. He's saying that it was not really a date. It was only his dancing partner. But it turns out they were spotted at a cafe after, and they had like a touchy-feely date, and they danced the night away, that whole thing. But there's more to the story. So the blonde that he was seen with in Milan is not the same blonde that he's accused of cheating on and getting another woman pregnant. So there's three people. If you're lost, there's the Milan lady. There's a lady that he apparently got pregnant. And then there's Darcy. So are they together? Probably not. Are these women real? I don't know. Who knew he could be such a womanizer? Who knew he had the moves like that? I definitely did not. And whether you think this is in response to that or not, Darcy posted a video just today on Instagram, and it says, I will close my heart. I will not be played for a fool. I deserve the best.
Wow. Wow.
Go ahead and live your best life, Darcy.
Go ahead
and win that Maxim cover, call it a day, and kick Tom to the curb. That's it.
Hit up the club, too.
That's it.
I think we actually have one more photo, Linda.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a cute one.
Yes, and that's just from earlier today. So Jennifer posted on her Instagram, and I noticed that there is no Timothy on her Instagram, just something that I noticed. And she just says, Mi amor. And it's her little daughter, and I think her daughter's adorable. And the two of them are adorable, and whatever that means, you know, your kid first, you love your kid first, that's it, that's all.
You can tell, too, she's a really good mom.
Yeah.
She's really puts her kids first, and she's going to do what's best for her.
Yeah, absolutely.
And herself. Good for you. Good for you. You so much.
So, oh my God, it's
so good. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm Stacey Olivas. You can catch me all over social media at Stacey_Olivas and at 90 Fiance Now on the Instagram. Leave me your comments. I want to hear from you. Where can I catch you, Linda?
Guys, all across social media, Linda is so girly. Don't forget to check out 90 Day News Weekly, where we break down all the news of the week, everything that's happening in the 90 Day family. And stay tuned for 90 Days the Other Way. We've got more news and gossip.
Yay.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Thanks for watching.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.